Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The return on investment from ag development dollars is about 2-to-1, and that's very conservative. That's the finding of a UK ag economics study commissioned by the Governor's Office of Ag Policy about a year ago. UK ag economic professor Alison Davis.
We had evaluated approximately $200 million worth of investments and conducted site visits with about $55 million of investments, and found that the return on investment for each dollar by the Kentucky Ag Development Fund, there was $2 return.
Davis says they classified investments into five categories: livestock, marketing, horticulture, education leadership, and grain. She says she wasn't really surprised at the scope of the positive impact, again, calling this assessment conservative and the big picture effect of these investments historic.
The Ag Development Fund has been a pivotal part of agriculture in Kentucky as we diversified away from tobacco. I knew that the impacts of these projects were going to be pretty large. They could have been larger. We had given some recommendations about trying to measure these impacts more. This was a very conservative estimate that we felt comfortable producing. But we heard over and over again how important this was to farmers, to agribusinesses. So, you know, I wasn't surprised that the benefit would have been pretty large.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
When friends and family come for the holidays, show them how much you care by serving Kentucky Proud. Every Kentucky Proud product is made right here in the Commonwealth by someone who cares about quality and freshness just as much as you do. Help support farm families while you treat your guests to the unique flavor of Kentucky. That's Kentucky Proud. Look for Kentucky Proud products at your favorite retailer. And if you don't see them, ask for them.
The overall investment philosophy of the State Ag Development Board includes priorities for increasing net farm income, stimulating new markets, affecting tobacco growers and tobacco-impacted communities, adding value to Kentucky products, and exploring new opportunities for Kentucky farms. Based on their survey assessments, UK ag economist Alison Davis feels these ag development investments have hit their targets.
We had calculated that approximately 34,000 farmers have been impacted by all of the investment in projects by the Ag Development Fund. Approximately half of those are tobacco farmers. So what I think this shows is not only that this helped those tobacco farmers diversify, but we're also reaching a wider spectrum of agriculture across the state.
Further details of the survey are available in executive summary online at agpolicy.ky.gov. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.